Hey, welcome back to Mastering Ourselves with Keith and Charma Amber. Thank you for being with us. If you would like to call in with a question, we're at 1-800-336-2225. And here's an additional couple of comments for our last caller, June.
You know, in a past life, I was a really wealthy person, and I was I was a landlord for many, many people. And I was greedy, and I went by the law. You know, I was strict on the law, so if I had old people or people with newborn babies or whatever, and their rent wasn't being paid, I kicked them out, snow or whatever.
Didn't matter.
So I was, I went by the law, but I was a greedy SOB. And so this lifetime and another lifetime before this lifetime, I had the pleasure of, the other lifetime, I was simply a beggar. This lifetime, I earned lots of money, worked really hard, and everyone else got it. And it just happened like that until, several years ago, it started really changing because I got the message, I changed the greed, and I transformed. So I developed a policy to myself in honor to my family, you know, my kids or whatever, is that if I don't have a job, and we need money, I'll go work. I'll do anything to feed my family. So, June, I think you're in that situation. You must be willing to do whatever, even if your flow doesn't carry your talented flow doesn't carry you. You must be willing to do whatever it takes to take care of you, or go back to that which does take care of you and learn the lessons there.
So, actually, for June, it looks like there's two options, but it isn't. There's three options. There's the, do I stay here and maybe get my books published and somehow money happens, or do I have to go back to my ex-husband where I'm miserable and he'll take care of me, but I don't like being there. But there's a third option, and the third option is staying here and going to work, not just with books that you've published, but some other way to take care of yourself and earn money. So maybe there's a third option for you that you haven't maybe considered.
And if you want to work on any of these, and especially the third option, you want to work on having a very thankful, good attitude in the middle of it. And that's going to grease a lot of things for you. Choose to be happy about your circumstances and situation and make the most of it. And or adjust your decisions and your choices, but you need to make the most of it, because you can ball up with blaming or complaining instead of
flowing,
dealing with what you have to deal with. And if the flow doesn't hold you up, you know, go to work on another level that's not so fulfilling while you're doing it, and take care of yourself. So you know, that's sort of basics that a lot of people try to escape, and I certainly had my years where I was trying to escape that.
Intuition. And what blocks our intuition? You know, we often say on Mastering Ourselves that in the days that come, things are going to get hairier than they are now, and your insurance policy is going to be your ability to be in touch with yourself and your guides and their guidance for you. So, of course, with intuition, you will be able to hear it, sense it, feel it, know it better when you block it with manner of things from what we ingest, from the people we have around us, from what we have running around in our head that blocks it, from what we have in our past that blocks it from coming forward, many, many things. So we would like to spend some time the rest of the show talking about the things that block intuition so that we can get more clear and more open. I remember this amazing story. This woman, Keith and I used to have a mineral store, and I was in the store one day. This is a number of years ago. And this woman came in. She was a new age type of woman, and her daughter, which was like 11 years old, she was divorced. She had two children. Her daughter, 11 years old, was getting very, very sick. And she, you know, I said, what's going on with her? And, oh, you know, it's the harp. It's the harp up in Alaska. That's what's making her sick. It's
she
the
was
harp.
Harping on the harp.
You know, it's that microwave stuff, and that's what's got her sick. And, you know, the guidance coming through me was very, very clear. It had nothing to do with harp. She was having issues with her father, who, you know, they had been divorced and he was gone. And, you know, I brought it up to her and she was stunned. And then ultimately, like 2 weeks later, she said to me, you were right. She was having all sorts of issues and I thought I knew my kid better, but I didn't and I was wrong. And that's what it was. She had all these emotional hurts around her dad. And you see, she was so stuck on that harp thing that it blocked her and she never got the truth. We have more when we come back. Stay with us.